And you're welcome back to the O'Donnell Park here in Letterkenny. We've just had the semi-final draws for the Senior and Intermediate Football Championships and also for the Junior Hurling Championships. And we'll give you the Senior Championship draw for the semi-final. St Eunan's will play Neve Connell and Kilcar will take on Gweedore. All four sides coming through the respective last eight encounters this weekend. Brendan Kilcoyne, Eunan's Neve Connell. That, of course, a huge big derby match in Kilcar against Gweedore. We knew that the big four was going to bring up some tasty ties, so Rose, what do you make of the draw?
Yeah, and listen, it's a repeat of last year's semi-finals, if you remember. St Eunan's narrowly losing out to Neve Connell in a good semi-final, and Gweedore getting the better of Kilcar. So look, I do believe that any of these teams are capable of beating each other on a given day, so there really are 50-50 games. These are the teams that people tip from the outset of the championship that are going to be in the last four. They're there, they're two titanic ties that are lined up now, and they're for people to look forward to, and I'm sure they'll be all live-streamed and covered too. So going to be exciting semi-finals. Who's going to come out on top? That's the big question, Oisin.
Yeah, I suppose if you look at St Eunan's against Neve Connell, that'll be the first major test for both of those sides, Brendan.
Absolutely. You know, Neve Connell have sauntered through the group stages of the championship. They had a comfortable win, as we saw on Saturday afternoon, against Glenfinn. St Eunan's did have one really tough game against Kilcar. We were at it here, and they showed good resolve to come back in the second half. But both teams, after their respective quarterfinals, are going to be going in, you know, without being tested, and this is going to be a different level of football altogether. The intensity that's going to be brought to this game is a big ask for this young St Eunan's team going in against Neve Connell, who are now probably hot favourites for the championship. St Eunan's were hugely impressive today, so they've a very young team. They've great mobility throughout the team. They're very solid in defence, but they're coming up against a Neve Connell team who are extremely determined to retain their county crown, and they're going the right way about it. So it really is a game to look forward to. So it is a big question for St Eunan is, can they take the next step? They haven't beaten any of the big, really big teams like the three other semi-finalists over the last number of years. They've drawn with, you know, the Kilcar, they've, you know, drawn with Gweedore, as we saw in last year's championship, but they haven't taken a big skin in a few years, and that's the question that remains for St Eunan's. Can they take that skin?
Yeah, and Kilcar against Gweedore is the other semi-final. Both sides, of course, came through scares at the weekend. Gweedore today against McCool's and Kilcar against St Michael's last night, and two sides that, of course, know each other very well as in recent championship, and that's going to be another huge one.
It's going to be a huge one, you know, and last year at the same stage, Gweedore had far too much for Kilcar at this stage. I think Kilcar are in better shape this year going into the semi-final, but there are question marks. You know, Kilcar, you know, they lost their full-back last night to an injury, then it doesn't look like Barry O'Donnell will be back for this week. Dave McShane came on covering, he's been the Kilcar full-back for as long as we care to remember, but it's going to be a big ask for Kilcar to take down this Gweedore side. Both teams are going to be playing down their chances because of their performance. None of them set the world on fire this weekend, so they didn't, Oisin. So both of them are going to be playing down their chances, but it's an intriguing tie, and it's going to really ask questions of both sides, I suppose. Can Gweedore, did they rest Oran McNeillis? Can they get him back on the field? Because they're going to need all these big guns firing to take down this Kilcar side. From a Kilcar point of view, you know, the great test last night, they showed good resolve. We saw the likes of Ryan McHugh really stepping up to the plate when it was needed, when he was needed last night. Ryan McHugh answered the question, but he's going to have to do it. He can't wait for the last 15 minutes like he did last night. He's going to have to do it for the full hour. But really exciting draw, you know. Repeat of last year, there'll be teams with current agendas to try and overturn the results from last year, but who's going to win them is anyone's guess, Oisin.
Yeah, and by the way, the fixtures will be confirmed tomorrow, Monday, by the CCC on what days those games will be taking place and what venues and what times. That's the senior semi-finals. A couple of tasty ones as well in the intermediate semi-finals, which will be played next weekend too. Airua Ballyshannon will take on Neve Columba, a big south off the gap tie there, while Buncrana are taking on Clonmacnoise, Brendan.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that area, Neve Columba tie, it really is a blast from the past. Two former giants of the game of senior football in Donegal coming back together in a semi-final of the intermediate football, and it'd be great to see either or both of them clubs back in senior football because they have been such strongholds. And then you look at the second semi-final, Buncrana, last year's Ulster junior championship runners-up against Clonmacnoise. Jason McGee made a cameo appearance for Clonmacnoise Healy yesterday. Will he be back and fit for a full game? Because they're going to need him against this Buncrana team, who are a big physical team and put up a big score against Fannett, who went down with a young team today. So two really interesting ties too at the intermediate level, Oisin, and it's going to throw up a good final irrespective, on both senior and intermediate are going to have a good competitive final.
Okay, and one other draw, semi-finals made for the Junior Hurling Championship as well. Dunloe against Satanta, Arua Ballyshannon against Cairn Donna, and those junior semi-finals in the hurling will be played next weekend as well, along with the senior semi-finals, which of course was fixed last week. So we now know how things are panning out ahead of semi-final weekend, and you can of course follow all the action next weekend on Highland Radio as well. Thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne for his coverage today, and indeed Mark McHugh, who joined us earlier in the day. Thanks to you for listening. Hope you enjoyed our coverage this weekend. It's been very, very busy. We tried our best to bring you all the action from the Senior Football Championship. Now we have to look forward to the semi-finals as it gets dark and dull here at the O'Donnell Park, and we're going to hightail it out of here and head home. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. You can of course recap all the action on highlandradio.com. Up next, we'll have the latest edition of Business Matters with Kieran O'Donnell.